All right, diving in again today, and you know me, I love to get hands-on, so this one's kind of fun for me.
Yeah.
We're talking fabrics.
Okay.
And we're going deep.
Awesome.
Got some great excerpts here from Fabric Matters, Choosing the Right Materials.
Mm.
I mean, the title kind of says it all.
Right.
But we're going to break it down.
Yeah.
Figure out not just what to call stuff, but why it matters.
Exactly.
Whether you're, you know, sewing a masterpiece or just trying to figure out what to wear on a hot day.
It can make a big difference, right?
Huge.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to bet we're going to learn a thing or two, even us.
I think so. You know, it's funny how much we rely on fabrics every single day, but most of us don't even think about what they're made of or or why that matters.
Right. Like, how many times have you shrunk a shirt because you didn't read the tag?
Oh, yeah, totally.
But that's why we're here.
We're going to be experts by the end of this.
Exactly. No more laundry disasters.
Exactly. So the source dives right in talking about all these different fabric properties. Like, why is it so important to understand them beyond just what they feel like, you know?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, soft is good.
Yeah.
But, like, what else? What else is there?
Right, exactly. So, you know, think about things like durability,
right?
Breathability, how easily it wrinkles, things like that.
So that's where the matters comes in.
Exactly. Like, if you pick the wrong fabric for a project, it's going to be a disaster.
Makes sense. Makes total sense.
And even beyond your own crafting or sewing needs, this stuff impacts the environment too.
Oh, true.
Huge sustainability angle here.
Okay, yeah, let's get into some specifics.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the source mentions linen.
Yes.
I love linen.
Linen is fantastic.
It's like the ultimate summer fabric.
Absolutely. It's so breathable and it always feels so cool to the touch, even on a scorching day.
Right. Like, how does it do that?
Well, it's all about the structure of the flax fibers.
Okay.
They're actually hollow.
Oh, wow.
So that allows for way better air circulation compared to something like cotton, where the fibers are more tightly packed.
Hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah. So that hollowness, it lets the fabric breathe and it wicks away moisture like it's nobody's business.
Which is amazing in the summer. But then there's the whole wrinkle situation.
Yes, the eternal struggle of linen.
I do love that crinkled look, though. Some people hate it.
Right.
But I kind of think it adds character.
Well, it's definitely a trade-off, right? You get the coolness and the breathability, but then you get the wrinkles.
Yeah. I guess you can't have it all.
Speaking of trade-offs, the source also talks about polyester.
Okay, so polyester, honestly, I tend to avoid it.
Yeah. Why is that?
I always get that, like, kind of clammy feeling.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. That's because polyester doesn't breathe as well as natural fibers like linen.
Ah, okay. So it's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah, pretty much. But here's the thing about polyester. It's incredibly versatile.
Okay.
Like, think about it. It's durable. It resists wrinkles. It holds its shape really well.
That's true. I haven't thought about that.
Right. So it's actually ideal for things like activewear.
Oh.
Or outerwear. You know, stuff that needs to withstand a lot of wear and tear.
So that's like hiking gear, workout clothes, that sort of thing.
Exactly. You wouldn't want a linen hiking jacket. It'd be a wrinkled mess.
Right. Yeah, I mean, but all that makes me think about the environmental side of things.
Absolutely. Because, you know, polyester, it's a synthetic fiber.
Yeah.
So that plays a huge role in its sustainability.
Okay, yeah, the source did mention that. What's the deal with that?
Well, natural fibers like your cotton and linen, they're generally biodegradable.
Right.
And they often require fewer resources to produce compared to synthetics.
It's better for the planet.
In a lot of ways, yes. But even with naturals, there are nuances.
Well, like what?
Well, you know, conventional cotton farming, it can be really water intensive.
Ah, so it's not quite as simple as natural good, synthetic bad.
Right. It's always more complicated than that.
Okay. Makes sense. We've talked about linen, cotton, polyester. What about silk?
Ah, silk, the luxury fabric.
I mean, it is pricey.
Yeah.
But what makes it so special? Like, why is it so much more expensive than, say, cotton?
Well, silk is made from these incredibly fine protein fibers that are produced by silkworms.
Really?
Yeah. It's a fascinating process, but also very labor intensive, which is why silk tends to cost more.
Okay. So it's basically like a little luxury woven by worms.
Pretty much. It's amazing how it goes from these tiny creatures to this incredibly soft, luxurious fabric.
Yeah. I mean, you can definitely feel the difference.
Right.
Okay. So I'm noticing a trend here.
Yeah.
You got your naturals, you got your synthetics, and then the source also talks about blends.
Yes.
What's the point of blending different fibers?
It's all about combining the best of both worlds, right?
Okay.
Like, you can take the comfort and breathability of cotton, let's say,
mm-hmm.
and then add in some polyester to make it more wrinkle resistant and durable.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. So you get this hybrid fabric that performs really well and, you know, lasts longer.
Like the perfect t-shirt.
Exactly. It's yeah. a bit like you're designing the fabric with a specific purpose in mind.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm kind of amazed by all this.
And we haven't even touched on all the different weaves and knits.
I know, right? It's like a whole world of fabric knowledge.
It really is. And you know what I think is really fascinating is that every single piece of fabric has a story.
Okay, tell me more.
So think about it. It starts with the raw materials, right? Whether it's flax plants for linen or cotton bolls or even those silkworms we were talking about.
Right.
Then you have the people who harvested those materials, the people who processed them and spun them into yarn.
Wow.
And then finally, you have the weavers and knitters who use those yarns to create the fabrics that we use every day.
It's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it like that.
It really is. So next time you're holding a shirt or a scarf or, you know, even a towel,
yeah,
just remember that it's not just a piece of fabric.
It's got a whole history behind it.
Exactly.
I love that. That's a great way to look at it.
And you know what we've learned today? It's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, barely scratched the surface.
But even this basic knowledge about fabric properties, it can really empower us to make better choices, whether we're shopping for clothes or tackling a sewing project or, you know, just thinking about the impact our choices have on the world.
So true.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you said at the beginning, we wear this stuff every day.
Yeah.
But we never really stop to think about it.
Right. It's just there.
Well, not anymore, thanks to this deep dive.
Exactly. Now we're all fabric aficionados.
Exactly. Yeah. I think so. So next time you're getting dressed or picking out fabric for a project.
Yeah.
Take a moment to appreciate the fibers, the processes, the people.
The story.
The whole story behind it.
It'll change how you see the world, I promise.
I think you're right.
I hope so.
Awesome. Well, that was fascinating.
It was a good one.
See you next time.
See you.
Bye.